Born from the tragedy of 9/11, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has supported our nation's heroes and their families ever since. Heroes like Marine Corps Sergeant Adam Mayo. He served our nation for over 7 years before he was severely injured during training. He was left paralyzed from the chest down, severely limiting his ability to move around his home independently. Tunnel to Towers paid Sergeant Mayo's mortgage, removing a financial burden for him and his family. The foundation gave him a specially adapted smart home designed for his specific needs. Tunnel to Towers helps severely injured service members and first responders, as well as Gold Star families and the families of fallen first responders. It has already come to the aid of so many heroes and their families by providing mortgage-free homes. The foundation is also committed to eradicating veteran homelessness. Join Tunnel to Towers on its mission to do good. 95 cents of every dollar goes directly to their programs. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at t2t.org. That's T, the number 2T.org.
Hey, it's Will Friedle.
And Sabrina Bryan.
And we're the hosts of the new podcast, Magical Rewind.
You may know us from some of your favorite childhood TV movies, like My Date with the President's Daughter.
And the Cheetah Girls movies.
Together, we're sitting down to watch all the movies you grew up with and chat with some of your favorite stars and crew that made these iconic movies happen.
So kick back, grab your popcorn, and join us. Listen to Magical Rewind on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Brought to you by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to the Buck Sexton Show podcast. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Team, welcome to the Freedom Hut Wednesday, April 20th. We've got the Biden administration considering a challenge to that mask ruling from the Florida judge that finally let us breathe free, fresh air on airplanes. Will they do it? What would it mean for their politics? Plus, a final tally of the damage, the destruction done by the Black Lives Matter movement as it pertains specifically to the African-American population of this country and the dramatic increase in the murder rate within that population starting right when the Black Lives Matter movement began its protests, riots, and rampages across the country. We will discuss that. And Florida Governor Ron DeSantis is stepping in once again to the gender identity ideology fight with some guidance from the Florida Department of Health that conflicts with what the White House has. We'll dive into that and more here, although who knows how much time I'm going to have for all this stuff. We'll try to get into as much of it as we can. You know I love MyPillow. I mean, the actual MyPillow that I have on my bed. It's fantastic. And it's given me an amazing night's sleep now for years. Mike Lindell's got all these incredible products that are what MyPillow needs and has to help you get a good night's sleep and has built a great all-American company with this stuff. These are incredible. The Giza Dream Sheets. You've heard about me talking Giza Dream Sheets before. They're made from the world's best cotton. They're ultra soft and breathable, very durable. Right now, the Giza Dream Sheets are at the lowest price ever. The sheets are 60% off, 60% off, coming in as low as $39.99 with promo code BUCK. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Specials square to check out this flash sale on the Giza Dream Sheets. With my promo, you'll also get a copy of Mike Lindell's book free with your purchase. Enter promo code BUCK for these amazing radio specials. First off, on the fight over masking, it is amazing. It is stunning to see how deluded the libs have become on this issue, that they somehow believe that if we only had masking mandatory on planes, what exactly? It would flatten the curve? It would stop the spread of COVID? Think about this, right? You're going around. This is an aerosolized virus that spreads very, very quickly to people who are susceptible to it. And yet you're living your life. Let's say one day a month you fly in a plane. Every other place you go, every other thing you do, everyone around you is unmasked now in America. That is reality. You get on a plane, you have to mask up. Why? The plane is actually safer than the other group settings you have been in. But it doesn't matter because this is now, it's a religion for libs. They all lack purpose, don't you see? This is one thing that's true of the left, is they lack anchoring principles. They lack rationale for their existence, which is why they latch onto these things. Climate change, Fauci. Whoever gives them some reason for being, they're willing to worship. I mean, they're willing to go along with the whole ideology. All of it. All of it. It is simply outrageous to see how this has now translated into a fondness for oppression, a fondness for authoritarianism in the era of COVID. I mean, here's the Florida Attorney General, Ashley Moody, who sees that this is a big win delivered by this one judge in Florida for normalcy, for sane people. Here she is.
It's another win for freedom out of Florida. I was so incredibly proud of this decision by a great judge. This was, as you know, I led the same allegations and charges against this administration that they had no authority to do these mass public transportation mandates. I led 20 other states in the same court, Middle District of Florida. Again, this was the right ruling. It needs to stand. It's almost like Washington can't take a loss, but it was unfounded. There's no legal justification for it, and the court was right to vacate that rule.
The court was right. It's so stupid that it defies belief that anybody believes it's a good rule, but you know who is dumb enough to think it is, or at least willing to say it? Sucky bomb of the White House.
You saw a lot of Americans, you know, immediately pulling off their masks and airplanes, very happy about the change. Is the administration concerned that the public is moving on, you know, without the CDC, and that the country is in a different place where the administration is?
Well, I've seen those videos. Anecdotes are not data, right? And certainly that does tell a part of the story. But we don't make these decisions based on politics or based on the political whims on a plane or even in a poll. But I would note in polls, lengthier data, there are still a lot of people in this country who still want to have masks in place. Either they have immunocompromised relatives, they have kids under five, whatever it may be.
Kids under five are at no risk from COVID. What is she talking about? How many times do we have to go over this? Oh, but because they've fetishized, I mean, they've created this sacrament of the shot. And because kids don't get, you know why kids don't get the shot? Because they can't prove any benefit of kids getting the shot. That's why they don't get it, you morons. You morons in this White House and Fauci and the CDC. But notice how they just always move the pieces around. Oh, well, people with small children are worried about the mask because they can't get the shot. They can't get the shot because the shot doesn't do anything for the kids. That's what the actual data says. You know why? Because COVID, thank God. Could you imagine if this was really dangerous to children? Then we'd be in a really scary place. COVID, thank God, is not dangerous to kids. People say, oh, but there's, you know, there's like four children across America who have been hospitalized, who had normal immune systems. I mean, people get hospitalized for a lot of things. What are we going to do next? I mean, think about this extreme safetyism that has taken over as the mentality. What, are we never going to get into a car again? You're never going to go swimming in a pool again. Never going to take a bath again. I mean, think about this. Never going to walk downstairs again. People die doing all those things every day. Every day all over the country. But they're just, there's like this mania. Their brains are mush. Mush. And, you know, even Scott Gottlieb is running around saying, look, this would be a little bit of a better situation if the CDC wasn't full of morons.
The broader implications here aren't the immediate impact on public health. It was clearly time to lift the mask mandate, and they should have done it when it expired April 18th. I think the risk is to the future and what this could mean to CDC authority, although that can be solved for, not by appealing it. But by CDC taking action, they should go through a careful rulemaking process. It could be solved for by CDC being a more competent agency. This outcome was at least in part, maybe in large part, a failure of CDC's ability to make policy through rigorous, transparent, science-driven rulemaking. They didn't have a good administrative record in place. And that was at least a part of the judge's ruling in this case. She cited the fact that they didn't have a good administrative record.
He's right. That's Dr. Scott Gottlieb, who the libs used to love because he was pretty pro lockdowns and masks for a long time and was very pro-vaccine. But even he has realized, I mean, the game is up, friends. I mean, this is outrageous now. People are just being morons. Just being morons pushing for this stuff. And notice how he also says the masks should be gone. All these libs I see on Twitter and Facebook, oh, but the mask still should be there. I'm so scared without my mask. It's just some stupid judge who's not even a doctor. There are plenty of doctors, plenty of very, very smart people who are not cowards who will say, yeah, we don't need to mask up on planes anymore. You see, people, though, have gotten used to the ritual of this. I mean, this is a mass hysteria. This is a mass psychosis phenomenon where you have so many folks who just are terrified of the notion of being around the unmasked. They don't think about it beyond that. They've just been brainwashed. They have been brainwashed. BLM and the results of the movement. I want to talk to you about it here in just a moment. Look, there are more and more examples of governments worldwide reaching for the income and savings of private citizens. It's a thought that was impossible to conceive of some years ago, but it serves as a reminder that protecting your life savings from all forces is important. One way to achieve that is with the purchase of gold and or silver. I buy my gold from the Oxford Gold Group. They've made it so you can have real gold and silver delivered to your front door. If it's gold or silver you've purchased, now you can easily take delivery. Same kind of thing can happen with your IRA or 401k. Real gold and silver into your retirement accounts. Remember, gold and silver traditionally hold their value, especially when markets decline or fail. The Oxford Gold Group, the industry leader in precious metals, is offering gold and silver at the lowest prices on the market, and they will beat any competitor's price on precious metals. Get gold you can hold or get real gold in your IRA or 401k today. Call the Oxford Gold Group to request your free precious metals investment guide by dialing #250 on your cell phone and speaking the keywords gold IRA. You'll receive your precious metals investment guide directly to your phone and get all your questions answered with one call to Oxford Gold. Simply dial #250 right now from your cell phone. That's #250 and say the keywords gold IRA. Look at the moves gold has been making. It's a move you should make, my friends. Go check it out today. So I just want to read you from some of the key points here of this piece that went up in the Daily Mail. Again, the UK, because they're really just run as most other newspapers, first and foremost, are just trying to get clicks. They're not as slavishly devoted to ideology as some of the left-wing papers in America are. I mean, just completely and utterly, they're unwilling to break with certain narratives. Even if it costs, you know, the New York Times, the Washington Post, clicks, they don't care. They are much more interested in pushing the narrative and pushing the agenda. So you have to turn to some papers in the UK, believe it or not, at least a few websites in the UK, to cover American news without the ridiculous lens of left-wing activism always and always present at all times. So this piece was up in the Daily Mail. I thought this was really interesting. Black Lives Matter is blamed for a 32% spike in murders of African-Americans in the wake of George Floyd's killing, as experts claim protests scared off cops and worsened crime spiral. All right. Now, let's understand that these are numbers. This is data. They can try to ignore this. They can try to undermine it, whatever. At the end of the day, these are real numbers. No one disputes the numbers. And when you hear them, I think it really proves a obviously tragic point. The murder rate for African-Americans jumped 32% from after the beginning of the pandemic. So right around April, May, the murder rate spikes dramatically. The murder rate for whites increased 21% in the year from 2019 to 2020. 2,457 more black individuals died from murder in 2020 than the year before. Over the decade between 2010 and 2019, 43% more blacks were killed, roughly 1,000 more than whites each year. Criminal justice experts blame the criminal justice reform and Black Lives Matter movements. Yeah, exactly. Exactly. That is what happened. Okay. So I just wanted to take a moment here to remind everybody that you had almost 2,500 more murders of overwhelmingly black men in the year 2020 as compared to 2019. What exactly did the Black Lives Matter movement do? Think about that for a moment. What laws were changed in a way that were it was more equity on the streets? What? There was nothing. There were riots. There were a lot of self-indulgent protests. And there was a stunning rush to virtue signal from corporate America. Well, how do those companies feel now? How does the apparatus of the Democrat left feel about the actual results of BLM 2.0? Huge spikes in crime, and specifically a whole lot more people shot and killed. And then when you break it down by ethnicity, more black young men killed than would have based on the trends, the trajectories of law enforcement statistics in previous years. Does anyone think that this is just a coincidence? Of course not. Black Lives Matter undermined criminal justice in this country, undermined cops and law enforcement, created the grounds for a surge of violent criminality that would be lightly punished if punished at all because of equity and social justice. And a whole lot of people died as a result. Think of all those families, 2,457 black individuals, their families. Their lives are never the same. Their lives are never the same. Think of all the destruction, the agony, the despair that was caused by a movement that, let's be honest, a lot of elitist white liberals were happy to pay lip service to. And, you know, they know nothing about criminal justice. You know, you had idiot multimillionaire celebrities who live in Beverly Hills. Yeah, Black Lives Matter, you know, walking around, chanting, doing all that stuff. You had Bill de Blasio going out there during the height of the pandemic, the early months, marching. You had Mitt Romney. Oh, yeah, Mitt Romney. He really cares about the plight of minority men in inner city America. Yeah, Mitt Romney really gets it, folks. Some of us were speaking the truth. I mean, there's public record. Go back and listen to my shows, June, July, August of 2020. Some of us were trying to tell everybody this is just going to result in misery, death, and despair. It's not going to make anything better for anyone. Now, why am I telling you this? One, it's important to know what's true and what's not. That's step one. Step two, how about accountability? How about accountability? The Democrat Party needs to be held to account for this. This is their movement. This is their mobilization in the election year to defeat Donald Trump. Anything to defeat Donald Trump. Well, this mobilization came at the cost of thousands of lives, and more specifically, a few thousand lives of young black men who would, by the numbers, be alive today were it not for this movement undermining our criminal justice system, law enforcement, and just law and order across the country. That's the reality. That's the truth. Those are the actual numbers. They can say whatever they want on CNN and in the New York Times about it. Fortune favors the bold, the strong, the brave. For your business to break out of anything holding you back, you need business checking as brave as you are. Introducing Novo Business Checking. Novo is powerfully simple business checking. Unlike the traditional banking model, Novo has no minimum balances, no transaction limits, and no hidden fees. Instead of a one-size-fits-all approach, Novo is customized to your business to save you time and free up cash flow with seamless integrations to Stripe, Shopify, QuickBooks Online, and more. Sign up for Novo for free and join the community of 150,000 fearless small businesses who found the customizable business checking solution that admires their brave. Sign up for your free business checking account right now at novo.co/buck. Listeners get access to over $5,000 in perks and discounts. Novo.co/buck. Sign up for free. Novo.co/buck. Novo Platform is a fintech, not a bank. Banking services provided by Middlesex Federal Savings, FA, member FDIC. Terms and conditions apply. Governor Ron DeSantis down in Florida taking action on the gender dysphoria for children guidance from the White House. I'll just read you this quickly from the Florida Department of Health. They want to clarify evidence recently cited by a fact sheet released by HHS, White House, and provide guidance on treating gender dysphoria for children. Here's the important thing. Anyone under 18 should not be prescribed puberty blockers or hormone therapy. Social gender transition should not be a treatment for children or adolescents. That's from Ron DeSantis's State Health Department. The man just keeps getting it done, folks, for what is true, what is right, what is just. Keeps getting it done. We'll talk about this more tomorrow. Thanks for hanging with me, team. Shields high.
Born on America's darkest day of 9/11, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been helping America's heroes ever since. When a first responder or military service member doesn't come home and young children are left behind, Tunnel to Towers pays the mortgage on the family home to lift the financial burden. For severely injured veterans and first responders, Tunnel to Towers builds mortgage-free smart homes, enabling severely injured heroes to move around their homes more independently. Through the Foundation's Homeless Veteran Program, Tunnel to Towers is providing housing and services to homeless veterans. More than 3,300 were helped last year alone. Because all veterans who honorably served, whether in peacetime or war, deserve our nation's gratitude. People who put their lives on the line for our country and our communities need your help now more than ever. Join Tunnel to Towers on its mission to do good and never forget 9/11 or the sacrifices of this country's heroes. Donate $11 a month at T2T.org. That's T2T.org.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Kibi Rappaport.
And me, Michael Rappaport, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how to get comfortable with fear and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern.
People say, what are you afraid of, right? I'm afraid of fear because it's like I want to confront anything in my life that feels challenging on those levels.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.